Yankee Shire. So what are you scared of? So you know what I'm scared of, the thing that has creepy things all around. The one time in the haunted house.
Yeah?
There was one bear, and when I killed him, mm-hmm. he turned to two bears. Mm-hmm. When I killed him again, he turned to the three bears. When I killed him again, he turned to four bears.
Really?
When I killed him again, he turned to five bears.
I don't believe it. You really think that's true?
Yeah.
Can't be true.
They knocked it down, and they calmed into, then he calmed back into one.
One bear?
Yeah.
What was the bear's name?
It was in the haunted house.
Well, what was his name? What was the bear's name?
The LA name.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Not Scary Bear? Scare Bear?
Was it Scare Bear?
It wasn't a Scared Bear.
Scared Bear?
It wasn't a Scared Bear I was afraid of.
What?
And that's Daddy one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's using it now. That's toothpaste. Yeah, I'm using that toothpaste.
Where's mine?
It's the same one. You get to use it too. We share.
Oh.
We're going to share.
That's not on me.
You want to use it now?
Yeah, because I have to brush my teeth right now.
Okay.
Because remember, I'm going to go.
Right.
And I'm going to show my teeth to my teacher.
Okay.
Because we have to brush our teeth.
Every day.
Yeah, every day.
Right.
Until we're a big person, we don't have to.
Right. Okay.
Plus, if they'd all gone to the birthday party, you said, you mean you just picked them up and then went home and just went?
In the trunk.
Or did you have the present in the trunk? I had the present in the trunk. I dropped Mark off, and Aaron Soltz's mother took him to their house.
And the present.
No, Aaron Soltz's mommy took the present.
No, Marky had the present when he was in school.
No.
Then
I gave.
Then how did he get there? Because what I see it is like this.
Okay.
First in the morning, uh-huh. Well, when Marky's school starts,
yeah.
You take him there, right?
Right. Good thing you didn't get him.
It's too bad you didn't get him one of those cars that have things on top of them, the brakes, and I wanted,
that might be what
wished
we got.
He could get.
That's what we got.
I I wish we could. Did you get him the one that could jump high thingies? It's yellow.
No, this one's black and yellow.
Black and yellow. That's the race car.
Yeah. You'll see it when we get there.
So it will go really. It'll shift in the speed.
It'll shift into gear.
In the speed.
Uh huh. Is it a speed racer or just a regular track bike?
It isn't either one of those. It's, what?
Is it a turbo booster?
No.
Is it a...
You know those things, Rough Rider?
Uh-huh.
I mean, no. Did you just get him a Rough Rider?
Maybe it's a Penny Racer.
Oh, was it little like...
No, much bigger. Much bigger.
This big?
Yeah, about that big. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then it ought to be a, the thing that I'm talking about, mm-hmm. or a 4x4.
Is a 4x4? Okay, what's the name of the thing you're talking about?
I forget.
Okay.
But if I see it,
okay,
then I'll tell you.
Great. You know what? If we could just copy off of our kit kit to show you how we could make kit, then we could, then you could make me a real kit, and you could, and he could drive me places. Ross said, "I got it. It's mixed up. It's hard to control your temper with little kids, and it's hard to control your temper with big kids if you're big. But
if it's a little kid."
Yeah.
It's harder to control your temper with a big kid than it is to control with it's easier with a big kid than a little kid.
Right. Good. Just trying to get Mark to take something out of his mouth, some kind of toy or something that he has in his mouth, and Mark said, "No, I won't have your germs." They're playing doctor, and now Mark says, "You have to get doctored, E.D. Oh yes, a little earlier we were playing naming parts of the body, and I asked Mark, "What was this?" And he said, I pointed to the back of his knee, and he said, at first I pointed under his shoulder, and he said, "It's my arm." And I said, "No, it's your underarm." And I pointed to the back of his knee, and I said, "What's that?" And he said, I said, "It's your leg." And he said, "No, it's my underleg." Ross and Mark are bubbling under the water. Ross has said, "I can't stand it. I can't stand it no more." Ross is picking up these bad pieces of bad grammar from school. Ross, I asked Ross to clean up the floor in the bath, and he found there was a lot of water in there. And he said, "I see how you complain about us, just like Ernie's big mess. Except that we're kids."
Ross,
so late. Yeah, you barely made it to the school today, I know. Hey, Ross, that was crazy this morning, wasn't it?
What?
That was crazy this morning, wasn't it?
Oh, no, it wasn't.
You woke up early and you still almost missed the bus. Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, yeah, it was.
I don't want to ever do that again.
Well, at least we got up early.
But your bus driver wasn't happy. He doesn't want you to have to do that. You understand? He could have an accident having to stop for you like that.
Now I've been having to have two turns. Now it's mom when I lost my bag and my hat. More one when it was snowing.
Well, I just hope we don't miss the bus again like that. That's just terrible, isn't it?
More animal trees.
Ross, we're going to have a list. And you're going to have to look at the list and make sure that you've got everything ready.
My animal trees. What will list help us?
Well, I'll say, have you, Mark, or else there's some animals to give Marky.
Trying to get his leash
on. Yeah, but you can give it. I'll do the leash.
Get some.
I'll do the leash and you do that little bit.
Animal.
Marky!
I'm getting the dog to bring his son. This is his big white dog.
Dump the dump!
Means happiness or not, we don't throw a pretty pony. She's too heavy.
I know.
You understand? She's not soft. She really shouldn't be in that soft animal collection.
Give me.
Except her hair is soft.
Give me.
Hey, pretty pony. Good, Mark.
Well, that's a bang bang.
Bang bang.
You're orangutan.
Okay, very good, Ross. I love it.
Don't. Why are you doing the
Mom Chi Chi means happiness.
Mom Chi Chi means happiness.
Good.
Mom Chi Chi means happiness.
That's cute. Isn't it? Mark and I are playing checkers now, and this is December 14th, and I'm going to help Mark on his side, and Ross is going to play all by himself on the other side. Uh-huh.
One more.
We're busy.
Yeah.
I said that we're at the breakfast table on December 16th, and Ross said, I said, Ross, you're really getting hungry now, aren't you? Mark, he said, Ross is not the only one who's getting hungry, because I am, the whole family is. Earlier Mary said to Ross and Mark, you all hungry? And Mark, he said, I'm not all hungry.
Just now. I said, Mark, what are you looking at? And he said, I'm just looking at my food. Actually, he was staring at my hand.
I'm not hungry.
Ross is saying why. Go ahead, tell the whole story.
Why my dad couldn't use markers.
Uh-huh.
And that's because they couldn't get the plastic put on it, and the tops are made of plastic too. They couldn't get the food colors either. So they invented something made of wax called the crayon.
Uh-huh. That's all Ross's idea. I didn't tell him anything about that. And you know something, Ross? You're right. That's the real reason. Ross asked me why 12 and 22 are white. And I said because they're on a dark green tree. And if they were color black, you couldn't see them. And then he showed, he showed me that number 4, which is also on the dark green tree, was color black. You're right, Ross.
I know why.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they're both twos of some of a higher number.
They're both twos of a higher number?
Uh-huh.
Tell me the numbers.
I mean a higher line of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
A higher family.
A higher family of numbers, like tens and twenties, right?
Like 17, 12, that's the second.
Mm-hmm. They're all the numbers over 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then they're all the numbers over 20. Those are called the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right, Ross. Ross found a raisin in his a chocolate chip in his raisin bran, because it had gotten into the raisins. And Mary said something about, he said, there's a chocolate chip in my raisin bran. And he said, in fact, I kind of like chocolate chips in my raisin bran. Is that what you said, Ross?
Mm-hmm.
Just interesting for the use of in fact. Ross's first statement that he had found a chocolate chip in the raisins was meant to amplify Mary's earlier statement that there were, sometimes there were that there were some chocolate chips in the raisins.
Then he went on to say, in fact, I like
so it was
chips
not a
with
complaint.
My raisins,
it's
which was in contrast to what I had said previously, which was I thought it was kind of disgusting because all the raisins and chocolate chips were mixed up together and it made me wonder if it had all fallen on the floor.
Whereas Ross was saying, in fact, he didn't really mind it at all.
Yeah. It's contrast.
Love those raisins.
Mm-hmm. Marky said, can you come up? And I came upstairs, and he said, I said, why? And he said, just come up. And he brought me over to his shoes, and he said, could you put the dot off? In other words, could you untie the knot? Could you put the dot off? And I said, yeah, you mean, you, could I untie the knot, Mark? He said, yeah, could you untie the knot? And then he said, I'm grown up, aren't I? I said, yeah, because I put on my pants all by myself. This is telling me about a movie he saw at school. And he asked me, Dad, what is the boy's name in E.T.? And I said, I couldn't remember. And he said, is it Elliot? And I said, yeah, Ross, you have a better memory than I do. And then what else did you say?
I think that maybe the Elliot Porcupine and Hugly is named after the Elliot and E.T. Or maybe the Elliot and E.T. is named after the Elliot the Porcupine and Hugly.
Mm-hmm. That's right, because there is an Elliot the Porcupine and Hugly. We don't know which way, who was named first, do we?
Mm-mm.
Now, we'll have to think about it. Maybe we can figure out which one was named first. How could we figure out who was named first?
I don't know.
Maybe we could find out which movie was made first.
You made Oh, I forgot. They're both movies. No. Elliot the Porcupine, he is in a film.
Mm-hmm. And what about Elliot in E.T.?
That's a movie.
I see. There's a difference between a movie and a film? What's the difference?
Well, a film is used in schools.
Mm-hmm. And movie? At the movie house, huh?
Uh-huh.
I see. The movies are long.
Theaters.
Movie and movie theaters, huh? Okay, good. Mark had a couple little feathers he kept overnight in the drawer, and he said, there's Pincher, and there's Feathery, and there's Snake. There's Snake, and there's Pincher, and there's Feathery. And he said, they slept in the drawer in the middle of the night. In other words, they slept in the drawer all night.
The story of his preschool Christmas play. And he says, first, everyone get in their places. And then there were those guys who had to pay their taxes, and they walked along and walked along and walked along.
All day they walked along?
All day they walked along.
Uh-huh.
Until they were tired.
Until what?
Until they were tired. They knocked on the door. The chauffeur guy knocked on the door like.
Knock, knock, knock.
Yeah. And then knocked one more time.
Uh-huh.
Then they said, what do you want, my friends?
What do you want, my friends?
Yeah.
They, Mark has a cold.
They said, we want to sleep. And they said, and then they walked along. And then they said, no room.
No room?
Then they walked along and walked along and walked along, walked along. Then they got to the other one, and then they, then he knocked on the door again, and then he, He opened the door. Then he said, "What you want, my good friends?" Then he said, "Sleeping. No room. Go back." Then the mother dismembered something. Go out to the barn and sleep. And then Joseph made a big a nice bed for him.
Mm-hmm.
For them.
For whom?
For them. For them. And then in the middle of the night the girl woke up and she saw a baby. It was called Baby Jesus. Then he woke Joseph up. Then she told his name, Baby Jesus. Then you know what? They said, "Let's call him Baby Jesus." Then some more people went. Walked along. Then those persons. Well, they said, "Isn't he wonderful?" And then some more people. Up in a big city. Well, they walked along, many years. They got there and they said, "Isn't he wonderful?" Then the angels knowed what.